Title: Stacking Short and Long Reverbs Tastefully Advanced. Alright, welcome back. This is an advanced drum and bass mixing lesson in Ableton Live, and we're going to do something that separates pretty reverb from professional space design. We're stacking two reverbs on purpose. A short one that makes drums feel like they exist in a physical room, and a long one that creates atmosphere and width, without turning your groove into soup. Here's the mindset shift for this lesson. Reverb is not just a sound, it's arrangement, it's depth, it's punctuation, and in drum and bass, it's also a mix hazard, because the music is fast and transient driven. If the groove doesn't survive, the reverb is wrong, even if it sounds lush. Before we touch any devices, decide your depth hierarchy. What's allowed to have depth, and what must stay dry and punchy. Usually in DNB, kick stays dry, sub stays dry, most of the bass body stays dry. Your snare, tops, breaks, vocal bits, and FX shots are where you paint space. And a huge rule, ducking and filtering are not optional. They're the whole reason this works. Now let's build the system. Step 1. Create two return tracks. Make return track A and rename it REV short. Make return track B and rename it REV long. On both returns, set the reverb wet to 100%. Important, we're blending with send amounts, not with a dry wet knob inside the reverb. Keep the returns going to the master, or route them into an FX bus if you like grouping. Either is fine, just be consistent. Now we build REV short. This is your glue, proximity, body. It's the thing that makes the snare feel in the mix instead of pasted on top. On rev short, add devices in this order: EQ8, then reverb, then optionally glue compressor, then utility. Start with EQ8 before the reverb. This is pre-filtering and it's huge. High pass the return so low and never even enters the reverb. A good starting range is 200 to 350 Hz with a steep slope. If your hats are getting spitty, you can dip a little around 2 to 5k. And if you want the room darker, low pass around 10 to 14k. The point is, protect the mix first, then create vibe. Now the reverb. Choose a room or plate. In DNB, a short plate is amazing for snare body, and a room can make breaks feel cohesive. Set decay around 0.4 to 0.9 seconds. Pre-delay around 5 to 20 milliseconds so the transient stays defined. Size somewhere like 20 to 45. Diffusion high, 70 to 100%. So you don't get fluttery, cheap reflections. Low cut inside the reverb around 250 to 400 Hz, and high cut around 8 to 12k. Also, pull early reflections down a bit, like -2 to -8 dB, if you're hearing slab or clickiness instead of smooth glue. And be careful with stereo width. Short reverbs can widen a lot, fast. If your snare suddenly feels like it lost its center, you've probably over-widened the short verb. Optional, glue compressor after the reverb. This is not for loudness, it's for density and consistency. Ratio 2 to 1, attack somewhere 1 to 10 milliseconds, release on auto, and aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. You're basically making the room feel attached to the source rather than jumping around. Then utility at the end. Use it for return gain trimming and width control. Width may be 90 to 130%. Trim the gains so this return doesn't creep up over time. And quick teacher note here, return track gain staging matters more than people think. If the level hitting your compressor changes wildly, your ducking and density will feel random. You want the return to behave consistently so your mix decisions translate. What do you send to REV short? Typical DNB, snare or clap layers, especially the body layer. A little bit of break, tiny amounts of hats and perks, vocal bits, moderate, think it's there when soloed, but almost invisible in the full mix. That's the short reverb job. Cool, now we build REV long. This is width and atmosphere. This is the halo, but it must move with the groove, not blur it. On rev long, add EQ8, then hybrid reverb, then another EQ8, then a compressor for sidechain ducking, then utility. Hybrid reverb. Stay in algorithm mode. Pick hall. Keep shimmer off. Shimmer usually gets messy in DNB unless you're going for a very specific ethereal intro thing. Decay. 2.5 to 6.5 seconds depending on tempo and how busy your drums are. And here is the make or break control. Pre-delay. Put it around 25 to 60 milliseconds. That gap lets the snare crack happen first, and then the space answers after. If your long reverb is swallowy your snare, your pre-delay is probably too short. Set size big, like 70 to 100, density and diffusion high to avoid metallic ringing. Add subtle modulation only if you want movement, like 0 to 10%. The goal is expensive, not seasick. Now the EQ8 before hybrid reverb. This is aggressive filtering so the reverb doesn't own your low mids and fizz. High pass somewhere 300 to 600 Hz. If you're doing darker, heavier DNB, don't be afraid to push that to 500, even 900 Hz. Then low pass around 6 to 10k to stop that constant high frequency hash building up. Then EQ8 after hybrid reverb. This is where you hunt resonances. Tweep around 200 to 600 for mod, or 1 to 3k for honk. If you hear a metallic ring that stays constant, it's usually living in those zones. You can also add a small high shelf cut above 7 to 10k, minus 1 to minus 4 dB, to keep the hall dark and behind the mix. Now, ducking. This is mandatory for rolling DNB. Add compressor after the EQ. Turn on sidechain. Choose a clean trigger. Often the snare is the best, because it's the moment you want to preserve. Ratio around 4 to 1. Attack 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release 120 to 280 milliseconds. And this is a feel setting. You want the reverb to breathe with the groove, so it ducks when the snare hits and then rises back in the gap. Threshold. Adjust until you're getting maybe 3 to 8 dB of reduction on snare hits. Soft knee if you want smoother pump. Then utility. Long reverbs can be wide, 120 to 170%, but keep mono discipline in mind. The listener needs locator information in the center, especially for snare and vocal. If the center collapses, the groove feels softer even if your meters look fine. So, wide long return is cool, but keep some center definition with dry and short reverb. What you send to REV long, snare accent hits, not necessarily every snare. Vocal shots, pads, Atmos. Effects impacts and uplifters. Break fills occasionally. And what do you avoid? Kick, sub, and main bass body. If you do a bass reverb trick, it's usually high-passed ghost reverb only, just a whisper of space above the fundamental. Now we do the send strategy. This is where it becomes a system instead of two random effects. Here are solid starting points. For the main snare, send to short around minus 12 to minus 6 dB, long around minus 18 to minus 10 dB, and automate it up on fills. Break layer, short around minus 18 to minus 12 dB, long basically off or very occasional like minus infinity to minus 18. Hats and shakers, short minus 20 to minus 14, long usually off, especially in drops, because constant long hat wash equals listener fatigue. Vocal chops, short minus 14 to minus 8, long minus 12 to minus 6, and let the ducking keep it clear. Effect sweeps, short minimal, long can be dramatic, minus 10 to even 0 dB depending on the moment. Now let's make the stack feel intentional. Use this rule. Short equals definition, long equals vibe. Here are two quick mute tests I want you to actually do while your loop plays. Mute rev long. Does the mix still feel together? If not, your short reverb is too weak, or your dry levels are not set into a depth hierarchy yet. Now mute rev short. Does the mix lose closeness and punch? If yes, perfect. That means the short reverb is doing glue work, not obvious tail work. And another advanced coach note, don't let both reverbs own the same frequency roll. If both returns are full of 250 to 800 Hz, you'll get thickness that turns into fog. A clean job split is, short reverb carries a controlled low mid body, long reverb carries more upper mid and air halo, filtered and ducked. That's how you get size without losing speed. Next, arrangement automation. This is where DNB reverbs really become exciting. Use the long reverb like a spotlight, not wallpaper. Every 8 or 16 bars, automate the snare's long send up on the last snare of the phrase. That's instant punctuation. Pre-drop, increase the long decay slightly, like 3.5 seconds up to 5.5, for that wash into the transition, then snap it back on the drop. And a pro impact trick, at the drop, instead of killing the long verb completely, try automating the pre-delay up. Higher pre-delay keeps the transient sharp, while still letting the space exist behind it. It's a way to keep continuity from breakdown to drop without blurring the hit. In Ableton, the cleanest automation is on the source track send knob. Alternatively, automate utility gain on return if you want a global space up, space down macro move. Now, let's level up with a quick performance-friendly control setup. Group your REV long chain into an audio effect rack. Map macros for decay, pre-delay, ducking amount by mapping compressor threshold, high pass frequency, width, and return gain. Now you can play the space like an instrument and make the track breathe in real time. Let's talk common mistakes, because these are the ones that wreck DNB mixes. Long reverb with no ducking. Groove turns to soup. Not high passing the return. low-end haze, and your sub will feel weaker even if it's loud. Pre-delay too low on long verbs. Snare loses crack, sending hats heavily to long verb. Constant wash, fatigue, over-widening short reverb. The center feels hollow. Same reverb on everything. Flat depth, no contrast. Ignoring resonance. Metallic ringing around 300 to 800 or honk in the 1 to 3K zone. Now a couple pro techniques you can try if you want darker, heavier vibes. Aggressively filter the long reverb. High pass 500 to 900, low pass 5 to 8K. That gives you warehouse fog without fizz. Try gating or shaping the long tail. A gate after the long reverb, keyed by snare or a ghost trigger, gives you classic tight rave space, big impression, short presence. And ghost trigger ducking is one of the cleanest workflows. Create a MIDI track with a short click, like a closed hat sample or an operator click. Mute its output or set it to sends only. Use that as the sidechain input to your long reverb compressor. Now the reverb breathes exactly how you program it, independent of your drum layering. That's how you keep control when your snare has multiple layers and the audio isn't consistent. One more advanced concept, time domain sanity check. In FastDNB, the tail can be musically long but should be rhythmically organized. Aim for the perceived loud portion of the long reverb to die down by the next backbeat moment, even if a quiet tail continues underneath. That's how you stay big without stepping on the grid. Alright, mini practice exercise. Let's make this real. Build a 16-bar rolling drop. Load a basic kit, kick, snare, hats, break layer, bass. Set up rev short and rev long as we did. Start with sends like this. Snare to short at minus 8 dB, snare to long at minus 14, hats to short at minus 16, hats to long off, break to short at minus 14, break to long off. Now add automation. At bar 8 and bar 16, increase the snare's long send by about 6 dB just for the final hit. Then in bars 15 to 16, increase the long decay from about 3.5 seconds to 5.0 seconds, and reset it at bar 17. Then do your mix checks. Mute rev long. Groove should still feel tight. If it collapses, reduce long send or increase ducking. Mute rev short. Drums should feel less together. That's the glue disappearing. Bounce 16 bars and listen at low volume. Low volume is ruthless. If the snare attack isn't obvious, your space is eating it. Recap to lock it in. Two dedicated returns, short for glue, long for atmosphere. Filter both returns to protect low end and clarity. This audio version is shortened for playback.